listening to the Paul McGuire Report. I'm Paul McGuire. On today's program, we're going to give you a unique and different, what I would call a prophetic intelligence analysis of what is going to happen in this new year, 2022. It's already beginning to happen. Now, for those of you that have been long-term listeners to the program, you know the perspective I take that I've been taking for 30 years, broadcasting on radio, then when the internet came on, being on the internet, being on television, being on radio, and communicating in all media, both secular media, national network media, religious media, alternative media, the full spectrum of media we have been communicating on for 30 to 40 years, and that would include the 35 books I've written. My basic stance is this. I don't believe in exaggerating or embellishing the facts for the sake of sensationalism. I don't do that. It doesn't mean I won't underscore important stuff, because I will. But I'm not going to make a circus out of things that are already in a high alert status. So that's one. The other thing is that I base my, I don't like to even call them predictions, but I base my analysis of the future on research, written research, interview research, book research, paper research. When I say paper research, I read medical research reports. I read intelligence agency reports that have been declassified. And then I put all those together after talking with individuals who may have expertise in various areas, or who may be to whatever degree insiders, and I'm not asking them to violate whatever conditional promises that they've made, but to give me insight so that I can give you insight. You know, Jesus Christ said, "You shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free." Obviously, the first and foremost truth is salvation in Jesus Christ, or by putting your faith in Jesus Christ for the forgiveness of your sins, so that you might be born again and have eternal life. That's the paramount truth. But Jesus Christ was also stating, when he said, "You shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free," that every area by which you are exposed to the real facts or the real truth, whatever area that is, when you have a knowledge of what is really true versus a knowledge of what is false, if you know the truth, then you will have knowledge, which gives you power. You will have truth, which sets you free. And then in basic practical terms, nitty-gritty, like how do I survive in this lifetime terms, you will have the knowledge, the truth, and the facts to be an overcomer and not to be, you know, for lack of better words, roadkill on the side of the road. Now, the first time I heard that expression, being from New York City and growing up primarily in a super urban environment, and I don't really mean to laugh at roadkill, but when somebody said that to me, I had to think about it for a few minutes. And then I, you know, figured out what it was because I had seen that. But it was not an expression that people commonly use that live in cities. So, I believe in analyzing and acquiring knowledge and facts and truth, and then using our God-given abilities to process that truth into meaningful bits of information. So right now, perhaps one of the greatest areas that you and I, our families, our culture, our nation, one of the greatest areas that we need truth in, not lies in, not propaganda in, not falsifications in, we need to know the truth about a number of things which are going to either mean our survival or our demise. And of course, you know what I'm talking about. That's what is the truth regarding the COVID virus, the COVID vaccination, and related or secondary illnesses that seem to be occurring. Now, what I do, and I encourage you to do this, I'm sure many of you already do it, I sample a whole range of medical experts and doctors and medical researchers. First of all, they have to be highly respected in their fields. And then I will listen to both sides of the issue. Now, as we all know, that one side of the issue, which is, let's call it the pro-vaccination side, we're being barraged, we're being baptized in the pro-vaccination, let's just call it for what it is, propaganda by the media, by television, by radio, by networks, by magazines, by so-called authority figures. We're being bombarded, we're being inundated with what they want you and I to believe is the truth. And they are draconian in their measures to stomp out the real truth from getting before your eyes and ears. They do not want you to know the real truth. And right now we're in a spiritual battle that's raging in America. It's raging across the world. It's raging within mankind. We are in a spiritual battle of such unprecedented intensity that it's staggering. And it literally means life and death, or life or death for you, your family, your loved ones, your children, your grandchildren, the people you know, the society you live in. I mean, this is not an exaggeration. This is a life and death situation we're in. And when you're in a life and death situation, that means you need to, with a vengeance, by the way, a peaceful vengeance, you need to pursue truth, knowledge, and facts. And then you need to act on them. Now, I'm going to give you plenty of facts on today's Paul McGuire Report from very respectable medical researchers, doctors, etc. But I need to say something from my heart before I continue. You know, we can communicate from the intellect, and that's good and extremely important. But there are times where people like me or you or whoever, where we have to talk from the heart. We have to let it rip. So I need to talk to you from the heart, or let it rip for a few minutes. And I'm just going to say it. You know my program. I do lots of research, but I don't pre-edit or micromanage the contents of what I talk about. So here it goes. It is a truth. It is a fact. It is indisputable that right now we are in the greatest crisis, the greatest danger that we have ever been in America, that could destroy our families, our loved ones, our spouses, our nation, our economy. And the same is true for the threat that is being made to every other nation and family all across planet Earth right now. This is an unprecedented season that we're in. You know, people who teach prophecy and stuff, they talk about these things, but sometimes they talk about these things so often that people's ears grow deaf to the message. This time is different. I this morning and all for hours today before I walked into the studio, I was reading the latest research, the latest reports that were issued today about COVID. And one of these reports, or a number of these reports, I had been tracking for a couple of weeks, but one of the doctors, an extremely respected doctor, made an emergency report to the world. And he's been on all kinds of media. And I'll give you his name and in a little while in the program so you can check his research out. But what he has been saying for quite some time, and now it's officially recognized by very reputable medical researchers and doctors, that some people who get the COVID vaccination, and some people who are exposed to COVID. So this is two different sources: people who get the COVID vaccination and people who may have been exposed to COVID. And again, I'm not a doctor, but he was talking about the statistical number of people, especially in certain age categories, who, after being exposed to COVID or after getting the COVID vaccination, a certain percentage will get various heart, pulmonary diseases that if not treated properly, if not treated in the right way, can kill you. And the number of people who are contracting these heart diseases that come directly, according to from the doctor, come directly from the COVID virus is skyrocketing. And you also have this disturbing percentage of people who just got COVID, not the vaccination, and they are contracting the same range of heart diseases. And some of them, if they're not treated properly, if they're not treated correctly, and they're not treated early enough, they're going to die. And they can suffer really catastrophic consequences through this secondary heart problems, heart disease problems. So you have a secondary epidemic, if you will, of heart disease ignited by the COVID vaccination and just being exposed to COVID. And then you also have an epidemic of certain kinds of respiratory diseases that are killing people if they are not treated properly. Now, I've been tracking that, well, actually for probably 2 months, because what caught my attention was I heard a report from a very prestigious medical research institution about 2 months ago, which officially made a statement challenging the entire medical establishment. And this very prestigious medical research institution said that that the COVID virus is the primary danger of the COVID virus they said was not respiratory, and it wasn't many things. They said the primary danger of the COVID virus is that it creates pulmonary and heart disease, and therefore treatments need to target pulmonary and heart diseases. So that was the first clue of where the real medical battle zone should be, or at least part of it. And then with the courageous announcements of several doctors, they have shined the light on the darkness of this thing regarding these heart disease problems that are killing people. Now, the gravity of this situation is so great. The potential number of deaths is so astronomical. And then the aftershocks to the economy, to homes, to marriages, to families, to society is beyond the human imagination. And we are in a pandemic of what even the secular media, when they're honest, which is not very often, but when they are honest, they'll say things like of biblical proportions or of apocalyptic proportions. The potential for a global pandemic and a global death due to heart disease and respiratory disease and other such things is so vast that the human race has never been faced with the problem of this magnitude. We are now in the territory. We've been looking at the territory from a distance for decades, but we are now in the territory of the four horsemen of the apocalypse in the book of Revelation. We're not looking afar at the four horsemen of the apocalypse. The four horsemen of the apocalypse, I believe, and I'm not here to argue about the timing of the tribulation, or I'm not here to argue about what happens with what judgments, you know, the seal judgments, the vial or bowl judgments, et cetera, et cetera. I'm not here to argue those particulars. So those are important. But the most important thing is what we have now entered into has never happened to the human race on planet Earth ever before, not even in ancient Egypt with the Pharaoh and the children of Israel. The territory we have now entered is the tribulation era type territory. Am I saying we're in the official 7-year tribulation period? I'm not here to argue that. I can argue that. I don't want to, because that to me is missing the bullseye of this argument. The bullseye of this argument is that we're in unprecedented danger. And so, because we're in an unprecedented danger, a danger that will land squarely at the doorstep of every home, of every person in the world, we need, especially as people who claim to be true Bible-believing Christians, the only appropriate response regarding this from true Bible-believing Christians is that we must behave and act as people who really do believe the warnings of the Bible. And that means you and I were called for such a time as this, but now at this moment, as we enter 2022, I mean, it's blatantly obvious that the command of the Lord to you and me is all hands on deck. All hands on deck. That means there must be a complete reorganization of resources, prayers, ministry efforts, changes in the way we do things, because if we do not organize effectively, if we do not respond to this crisis effectively, and if we don't all repent of our apathy and disengagement from the problem, we're going to die. So it's either all hands on deck, not just whoever feels like it. It's either all hands on deck or lots of people die. Now, this is the gravity of this that resides in my heart and my emotions and my mind is this. If God's people do not immediately change the course of their direction and do not immediately begin to get all hands on deck, there is going to be a whole series of catastrophic crises that are going to besiege America, every state in America, and most likely every state of every nation on planet Earth. We are moving towards a crisis that is beyond anything we've ever experienced. And I have to ask you this. If your hands are already not on deck with the church, the ministry, your Bible study, other Christians, other believers, other people of like-minded beliefs, if your hands are not already on deck, then you need to repent. Now, repent is not some archaic word. Repent means you need to have an immediate change of belief and behavior and action. That's repentance, not you know, hollow tears on the altar of God that are insincere. If they were sincere, you would have all hands on deck. And we need to now mobilize into an entirely different level of operation where all hands are on deck. That means those that know the truth need to peacefully and in a law-abiding manner stand toward the truth and communicate the truth intelligently and strategically. Because ultimately, this is a spiritual war and an information war. All hands on deck means that we organize with like-minded people to get the truth and the facts out there so that the lives of our children, our spouses, our parents, our grandparents, our friends, our neighbors, and so on and so forth, will live and survive, so that this hideous demonic plague will pass by our doorsteps and not kill the people in our household, as it was in the time of Pharaoh, when God warned his people who were serving as slaves in Pharaoh's kingdom that God was going to judge ancient Egypt, and he was going to send the angel of death to every household in ancient Egypt, including the household of the Jews. And then the firstborn male in that household would be struck dead as the angel of death killed the firstborn in that household. Now, if the people who lived in that physical household obeyed the word and the warning of the Lord, then they had already painted on their doorposts, they painted the blood of a sacrificial lamb. So if you painted the blood of a sacrificial lamb on the doorpost of your home, that signified to the Lord, that signified to the angel of death, that the blood of a sacrificial lamb was covering your household, your children, your firstborn, your home. And when the angel of death saw the blood of a lamb, a sacrificial lamb, being painted on the doorway of the house where the Jews lived. They would pass by that household, and that household and the firstborn would be allowed to live. Thus, that expression, the Passover, came into being. The Passover meant what it meant. It meant that the angel of death would pass over your household and nobody would die. Your firstborn would not die because the angel of death would pass over your household as soon as the angel of death saw the blood of the sacrificial lamb painted on the doorpost of your house. When the angel of death saw that, he passed over your household, and the curse, the death, the judgment, the plague, the calamity would kill the firstborn in the homes of other households where nobody obeyed God and nobody painted the blood of the sacrificial lamb on the doorposts of their house. There's a similarity to that truth and to what's happening today. The primary principle is there's a lot of Christians in America who don't read their Bible. They walk in rebellion from God every day of their lives. And they're unaware of the fact that America is not heaven on earth. They're unaware of that. They're unaware of the fact that the Pharaoh is a type of Antichrist. And we live in America in a type of Pharaoh, God, what I call a Pharaoh God-King system. And America, in many, many ways, spiritually, is very much like ancient Egypt. And the death plagues, in our case, it's COVID and the related variants that function as the plague. And we need to use every spectrum of effective medical treatment. And I'm not a doctor, so I'm not giving medical advice, but every spectrum of effective medical treatment would be the intelligent usage of all proven, doctor-recommended, safe protocols to cure COVID. And when it comes to the COVID vaccine, again, I'm not a doctor, but all hands on deck is not being a Christian leader, getting up in the national media, and telling your fellow Christian brothers and sisters in Christ, telling them that they need to run out and go get the vaccine as soon as possible. That is not all hands on deck. That is the grossest form of negligent leadership that I can think of. Because there is a massive body of credible medical evidence warning seriously of disastrous and deadly consequences to people who have received the COVID vaccination. And according to the opinion of many doctors who are experts in this area, because they got the COVID vaccination, these doctors believe that these same people drop dead from heart diseases and respiratory diseases and secondary diseases in very large numbers. So you see, the whole game regarding the COVID-19 vaccination and COVID, the whole game has changed in the last 4 weeks, especially the last week or two. And you need to be aware that the whole COVID game of the COVID disease and the COVID vaccination that the whole thing has changed. And if you're not up to speed and you don't know what has changed and you don't know all the new information that's just been released even this morning, then you don't have all hands on deck. I don't know where your hands are on the ship. Maybe you're under the in some cabin somewhere drinking booze or something, and you're intoxicated and you can't make a rational decision. But let me tell you this: your hands are not all on deck. If you can be a Christian leader and irresponsibly abuse the platform God gave you to be a watchman on the wall and blow the trumpet of warning when you see the enemy coming to slaughter God's people, okay? And make no mistake about it, an enemy has come. An enemy has come into the camp of God's people and all people. And the intention of this enemy is to slaughter God's people, a blood slaughter. And you, whether it's a man or a woman, you were charged by Almighty God to be a watchman on the walls of Jerusalem and to blow the shofar or the trumpet of warning when you see the enemy coming in from a distance. And the reason God gave you the platform was to warn God's people of the impending invasion of the enemy that was going to come into their camp and slaughter them. Unless you, God's leader, God's man, God's woman, warn them. And if they were warned in time, they could assemble the right things, technologies, information, medicine, doctor advice, qualified doctors who tell the truth, and alternative treatments approved of by qualified doctors, not lying doctors, qualified doctors, then God's people can survive. It's the will of God that his people are not slaughtered. And God, remember, God warned the watchman. And this is a watchman ministry. And God's warning to me resonates in my heart. I fear, let me tell you something. I'm not saying I'm better than any other watchman. I'm saved by grace, not of works, lest any man should boast. But let me just flat out tell you, as your brother in Christ, I have been called by God to be a watchman. I take no giddy delight in that office. Why? Because I fear the Lord God. I tremble at the voice of the Lord God. If I know the enemy is coming, as I do know the enemy is coming, and I fail to blow the trumpet of warning, which in this case is primarily communicating the facts, the truth, and the information, if I fail to blow the shofar of warning, and the enemy breaks into to God's camp and slaughters God's people, God has told me, as he's told every other watchman, that he will hold me personally accountable for all the lives that were slaughtered, for all the blood that was spilt. The Lord will hold me personally accountable for the slaughter of his people. And I fear God. And when it came to my attention, and I thank God. See, this is how the body of Christ is supposed to work. You know, I have to do so much research every month. I am finishing up my latest book, Power from On High. It's almost completely done. Then I rush it to the printer. But even up to the last second, I'm still editing. Why? Because if I send a book out and I send it out too early, a couple of weeks early, and I don't have the latest information that could save your life spiritually and physically, then I've failed you. So what I'm doing in these last few weeks before I send the book to the printer and things like that is I'm making sure I have all this latest information and medical warnings in the book. That's why I just don't want to send it to you. What good am I to you as your servant in Christ? And I see myself as a servant. What good am I to you if I fail to blow the trumpet in the book I'm writing? So that's what I'm doing now. Before I walked into the studio, I was literally updating the book before I sent it out to make sure it had the facts about COVID that I just found out yesterday and today. If I had sent it out, it would have been missing the vital warning, and I'm responsible to God for that. So this is how the body of Christ works. Many people associated with my ministry, etc., know me, and many of you know me, or at least you know me through emails and texts and stuff. And I thank all of you who pray for me, because this is a spiritual battle. But I also thank all of you. We may never have met in real life, but you've sent me emails and contacted me on social media, and you've sent me report. You have informed me and of things and facts. You've sent me links of videos from expert medical researchers, and so if it wasn't for people contacting me personally and really making sure that they sent me the links, sent me the articles, links to articles, sent me articles and insisting that I needed to watch it and listen to it. Unless those of you out there who did that were faithful to do that, I would have failed in my mission, because I can't possibly read and watch everything. So I thank God for every person who's a member of the body of Christ, that when you came across highly important information, documentation, and facts regarding COVID and everything else, you sent me the links, and you sent me little notes and letters telling me that I needed to watch this, I needed to read this, etc. If I had not received that vital communication from you, I wouldn't have been able to spread it to countless others in the United States and across the world. So you see, we are partners in Jesus Christ. We are partners in Jesus Christ. We all have a vital function. You may say, well, you know, I don't have a vital function. Yes, you do. If you have information like that and you send it to somebody like me, then I'm able to distribute it both nationally and globally. But I can't read everything. So by you taking the time to send me the links to those videos, those articles, the ones with integrity, that woke me up to a number of sinister, dangerous, and deadly factors that I've been able to include in my book, Power from On High, because I want to save lives. I do not want, with fear and trembling, that's, you know, everybody says God loves you. He's your friend. He forgives you. Yeah, I believe all that. God loves me. He is my friend. But also, I want to tell you something. Paul McGuire fears the Lord. Is Paul McGuire perfect? No. Paul McGuire was saved by grace, by faith. Okay? The blood of Jesus cleanses me of all sin. But Paul McGuire fears and trembles at the voice of the Lord, however it comes to me. Okay? And many of you know what I mean, because you tremble at the voice of the Lord. And I don't give a hoot. I don't give, I want to be careful what I say here, but I don't give a hoot about the theology of this watered-down, seeker-friendly Christianity that thinks it's godly to hide the real truth from God's people. God forbid I would step into that era, and you need to pray for those men and women also, that God will wake them up. Okay, so because people like you sent me that vital information, those vital reports, it enabled me to understand and complete my research, and it gave me the ammunition I needed to blow the warning trumpet, to blow the shofar, so that I could rouse or wake up God's people. And that's what I'm trying to do. That Paul McGuire Ministries, Paradise Mountain Church, is all about obeying the Lord, winning souls to Jesus Christ, giving watchmen on the wall warnings, teaching the word, and communicating God's word in relationship to what's happening in our world today. So, we're in a crisis that is on the level of the tribulation period in the Bible. Please, I don't want to argue about, you know, pre-trib, mid-trib, post-trib, all the rest. I'm a professor of eschatology or Bible prophecy. I've taught Bible prophecy or eschatology for over 20 years at Christian colleges, the Hayford Bible Institute, the King's College and Seminary, and I've taught all perspectives on when the rapture will come, because that's what the seminary required. And then I would teach the word faithfully, and then students make up their mind based on what they read in the word. And they're brilliant Bible teachers from many different perspectives. God didn't call me into that area. It doesn't mean that I don't know a whole lot about it. Believe me, I've read thousands of books from theologians and Bible teachers going back to the early church. I've read thousands of books on the rapture, the timing of the rapture in the book of Revelation. So I could teach that area, but that's not my call. My call is to win people to Jesus Christ and to provide leadership in this critical hour. All right, you're listening to the Paul McGuire Report. I'm Paul McGuire. 2022 is going to be different. It's going to be, in some ways, like dealing with a tsunami coming down on us. But in other ways, and see, you got to preach the truth, you got to tell both sides of it. In other ways, so I gave the example of what's coming down upon us is going to be so intense, it'll be like a tsunami. That's true. But in other ways, the delivering hand of God Almighty upon your life and my life will also be like the delivering hand of God working through Moses and the children of Israel in Egypt. The blood of a sacrificial lamb they painted on the doorposts of their houses, and the plague or pandemic passed over their household. Then, when they fled ancient Egypt, God began to send down his wrath and judgments upon the Egyptian Empire in a manner that's very much like the judgments that are coming down on the world today. And then God's people were allowed to take the gold and other things from ancient Egypt. God's people were allowed to escape ancient Egypt. And the pharaohs of the chariots of Pharaoh, the armies of Pharaoh, pursued the children of Israel into the desert. And remember, the delivering hand of God is still on his people. It's the delivering hand of God is still on you now at this moment. I want you to pause for a moment right now at this second and just think about it for just a second. In the midst of all this fear and stuff, remind yourself, hear the voice of the Lord now. Because the hand of the Lord, the delivering hand of the Lord, is upon your life, your family's life right now. And he's made a way of escape for you. So as we leave Egypt, which is a type of the world system, this present world system all over planet Earth and the United States, this present world system is also not only a Luciferian world system, but it's the world system is like ancient Egypt. Pharaoh is like the Antichrist. So Pharaoh is pursuing us with his chariots and his armies. And remember, God, there was nowhere to escape. Nowhere to escape. So God's people thought, that the children of Israel thought that they were going to be drowned to death by the Red Sea. And they were terrified because they were their backs were up to the sea, which was massive. And Pharaoh's armies and chariots were coming down with great speed upon them. And they thought they were going to get slaughtered right there by where the sea met the land. But no, as Moses lifted up his staff, using the supernatural authority that God gave him, as he lifted up his staff, the sea split in two, and it created a kind of like corridor, like dirt path, where the children of Israel could walk and bring their wagons and horses, etc. And so the children of Israel are supernaturally delivered by God as the Red Sea splits in two. The children of Israel pass over the Red Sea, or pass under the Red Sea. It pulls apart. And when they safely make it to the other side, where the Promised Land is, then Pharaoh, he is in the middle of the Red Sea. His chariots are in the middle of the Red Sea. His armies are in the middle of the Red Sea. He's trying to catch up to the children of Israel. But all of a sudden, the Red Sea collapses from both sides upon Pharaoh and his armies and chariots. And they're drowned to death by God's judgment. So God's deliverance involves the destruction of the enemy of God's people, Pharaoh, a type of the Antichrist, and God's people safely make it to the other side. Okay, this is the Paul McGuire Report on Paul McGuire. Visit paulmcguire.us. That's paulmcguire.us. Very quickly, we have added a whole bunch of new alternative social media platforms so that we are not taken down in censorship, so that our videos, our audios are not taken down. So we expanded the number of platforms. You know, we have a lot of great platforms. We just added Rumble. So make sure you electronically mark our Rumble station, our Brighteon station. And we still have, at this time, we have YouTube and Google. But censorship is a weapon of the enemy to keep people from knowing the truth. So we have deliberately diversified the number and amount and made sure that we have different and unique social media platforms so that we can keep functioning as a watchman on the wall so that they can't they take us down, because we're in a war for information. And in the past, when I did the tougher topics, in the past, I have been taken down. I've been taken down a bunch of times. By the grace of God, your prayers, your contacting some of these social media giants, they put me back on. But they put me back on with dental floss. And by what I mean by that is that they put me back on, but then they threaten you. And if you make some deviation against what they say you can say or not say, you don't even know what it is because they're not specific about it. So you're like hanging from a bridge with a piece of dental floss tied around your belt and then tied around a piece of the bridge. So you're hanging there by a string of dental floss. And the minute you say something, anything, you never know what it might be, they cut the dental floss and you go crashing down. Well, only a stupid leader would allow himself to be dangling by dental floss. So we have expanded. Now, there are a lot of things going on behind the scene that I can't publicly talk about at this particular second. But the expansion and the diversification and the plans we have for the future will greatly multiply the number, the amount of people we can reach in the United States and all across the world. And most importantly, we are going to enhance the quality of our audio, our video, do video documentaries, and other things that will make our messages more electrifying, more magnetic, so we can reach more people with the truth. But I can't do that without your partnership. So see, like your partnership and sending me that important information, that allows me to do what I'm called to do. Your partnership financially allows us to do what God calls us to do. Your partnership by being prayer warriors for us. And let me add, I'm not just asking for prayers for myself, this ministry, or my family. I am. I'm on the front line. I need your militant spiritual warfare prayers for our protection and for blessing. And many of you right now, as I say that, are being called by God to fulfill that intercessory prayer warfare role for us. It's a life or death situation. So I thank you for committing to pray for us. But I also want to remind you that anybody who's on the front line speaking truth is under all-out attack. So I need your prayers, but there are brothers and sisters who also need your prayers. The only reason I'm not naming specific names is not through some ridiculous competitive thing. I don't want to endanger anybody by excessively calling attention to them. And so I'm not naming names. But you're aware of some individuals, as I am, who have been viciously attacked for communicating the truth. And in one case, a brother in Christ was taken out. He's dead. In another case, another brother almost died. Without God's miraculous intervention, he would have died. Now, I'm just going to tell you this as directly as I possibly can. These men and women that are on the front line for you and me, you need to, you don't have to do it every day, but it should be a certain time every week, or your church, or your Bible study. I want to say this, shame on you. Shame on you if you're not praying intensive spiritual warfare prayers for the supernatural protection of God's men and women that are speaking the truth in the front lines. I'm going to say it hard and I'm going to say it fast, but you need to hear this. Many times, and you won't know till you get to heaven, many times the only thing that is standing before their death, their destruction, is your prayers. In other words, the only reason they're not dead yet is because of your prayers. And as one of my mentors, Dr. Jack Hayford, once taught me, he said, Paul, never assume that there's a huge number of people praying for your ministry or any ministry, or that there's a huge number of people praying for you, for your protection and your family, etc. Jack Hayford said to me, never assume that there's a big number of people praying for you. It's usually a small but dedicated minority of prayer war warriors. And you need to let them know you need their prayers. And then he said, it also, when God calls you, Paul, or God calls me, Jack Hayford, to pray for a leader or a minister or a Christian leader, don't assume that there's like millions of people that are going to rally and they're going to start praying for this Christian leader or that Christian leader or this situation or that situation. Jack Hayford said to me, you will be surprised when you get to heaven that it was only a tiny percentage, it was only a tiny fraction of people that actually prayed. So when you pray, assume that you very well might be the only person out there. You and a handful of others may be the only person out there who were actually praying that week for that Christian leader or minister. Now, I'm thinking of one brother that I dearly love. And I hope he hears this. But I don't want to mention his name, not out of competition. I don't want to draw attention. I heard that brother share what happened to him a couple of weeks ago. And I said to myself that he is alive because there was a faithful remnant praying for him. And the only thing between him and death, the only thing between him and death and evil and dark plans of Satan for his life and his family was that a handful of the remnant church were praying for him. So I thank God for you and others. I pray for people all the time. I'm not here to boast. Thank God for those of you who were that remnant, faithful prayer warriors. Because I'm going to tell you something. You may not think that your service to the Lord was a big deal when you're down here on earth. But I'm going to tell you something that's true. And remember when you get to heaven that I told it to you down here on earth. Many of you are going to be shocked because you didn't really think that your prayers amounted to much. But many of you are going to discover when you get to heaven and you're looking in the eyes of Jesus Christ, you're going to be shocked to discover that it was your prayers directly, it was your prayers individually that either totally meant victory in those situations, or you were part of a tiny handful of faithful prayer warriors who prayed supernatural protection over our brother. And that's why he's alive. That's why he's alive. I need to say it again. In the coming days, I need to say it again because the Holy Spirit is all over me right now. You don't hear me say that very often. I'm not prone to sensationalism. You know me, I don't do this very often. But I'm telling you right now, at this second, the Holy Spirit is all over me. And that simply means the Lord is telling me that he's anointing my message right now, and he's pouring out his Holy Spirit all over me right now, so that when I speak his message now, when I'm faithful to deliver his message right now, at this second, that he's breathed his power on from on high into me, so I can faithfully deliver what I would call, and I don't use this word very often either, I need to deliver a faithful prophetic message right now as a watchman on the wall. And when I say right now, I mean like right now. My spirit man, my being, will give me no rest. If I was to continue on past the point that we are in the conversation, and I was to just glide by and ignore God commanding me to blow the shofar, the trumpet, in a particular area, I would have sinned egregiously before God. So I'm going to share what the Lord has put on me to say right now at this moment. And the Holy Spirit, I want you to hear this. This isn't sensationalism. This is not emotionalism. This is coming from a broken heart. This is coming from a heart that has been set on fire by the power of the Holy Spirit. This is coming from a heart that has been anointed to say what I'm going to say to you right now. 2022 is going to be a year of enormous and raging spiritual warfare between the forces of darkness and the forces of God's people. And the Lord is telling me that God's people will win this battle if first God's people will actually make the decision to stop sitting in the passenger seat, stop sitting in the pews, stop sitting in the seats in the sports arena. If God's people choose to get in the battle, in the spiritual battle, if God's people choose to get in the game, God is telling me right now to tell those people, tell my people you will be victorious. Tell my people that the historical accounts of spiritual battles won by my people in the Bible are not cute little fairy tales. Joshua and Caleb really did go into Canaan, and then they slaughtered the giants and they took the land. God is saying, Elisha and Elijah, and Elijah prayed that the Lord would open the eyes of his servant. And when his servant's eyes were opened, he saw that the hills were filled with chariots of fire and that the armies of God were like lit up with the supernatural power of God. And so then, because you see, Elijah's servant was like in despair. He was totally freaking out like some of you are. But the Spirit of the Lord is come before you like a standard right now. Grab hold of the standard of the Spirit of the Lord, and you will be strengthened, says the Lord. When the enemy comes in, and he's coming in, the Spirit of the Lord will raise up a standard against him. So right now, at this moment in history, at this moment in time, the enemy is coming in, but simultaneously, the Spirit of the Lord, the Holy Spirit, will raise up a standard against him and drive him back and imprison him. The Lord has put it on my heart. I don't normally minister this way publicly. It's not that I can't. It's not that I'm not capable of it. It's not that I'm not fully equipped with spiritual gifts and ministry gifts. It's just that I've chosen to be discretionary in terms of how I publicly use them. The Lord is telling me to tell God's people that 2022 is going to be you. This is what the Lord told me. This is exactly what he told me. As I was in the process of working with our one of our ministry leaders and webmaster, who was putting up, in fact, I think she had put up our Rumble channel that day, because I looked at our new Paul McGuire Rumble channel that day, and these words came to my mind: ready to rumble, ready to rumble. are God's people ready to rumble? Because see, having a rumble, having a channel on Rumble is neither here nor there. If you're not using your Rumble channel to engage in the spiritual warfare, then what's the point of it? What is it, a vanity channel? Your vanity isn't going to save me or anybody else, so get over it. And plus, nobody's going to remember you after you die anyway. So when I saw our Rumble channel, I said to myself, the words came to me, are you ready to rumble? And I'm going to tell you this briefly. I recall the time as a young boy growing up in Queens, and this was the time of gang activities, okay? I remember the Jets and the Sharks. You know, Spielberg just made a movie about the warring gangs. Well, I grew up in Queens, and there was panic in the streets one evening. I was a really young kid. I don't know. I was 9 or something. And people were running everywhere. And the rumor in the streets were that there was going to be a rumble, because they had rumbles back then. There was going to be a rumble between two rival gangs. And I guess because of the movie, these gangs, one gang called themselves the Sharks, and I forgot what the opposing gang is. So these two gangs were going to rumble. They were going to have warfare across the street from the children's park that I used to play in. In fact, when I was even younger, that park contained the sandbox that I played in. You know, it was a big city sandbox that all the little kids played in. But these two gangs that came from a number of neighborhoods, it was the Jets and the Sharks. They were going to rumble there across the street from the park, and I got up on a dirt hill, which gave me elevation. I could look down on the street, and I could look down some degree at the warfare, at the rumble that was occurring, or that was about to occur. But I positioned myself high enough on this hill, this dirt hill, so that I could be close enough to see. But, you know, as a 9-year-old kid or an 8-year-old kid, I could get away if I needed to. And then all of a sudden, like a flash, these two gangs appeared. And, you know, it's like that movie that Spielberg did a remake of. And the two gangs, the Jets and the Sharks, converge. And see, back then they weren't walking around with automatic assault rifles and guns, and you know, things were a little bit toned down. But they did have guns. One guy had a gun. He walked past me, and he had a revolver wrapped in some kind of cloth, and then there was lots of knives wrapped in cloths, and they hid their guns and their knives, you know, in their clothing. And there was fist fights, some people got stabbed. I think the gun went off. Nobody got killed. But I was watching, you know, a real live rumble. And so that sticks in your head when you see it as a little kid. And that expression, are you ready to rumble, stuck in my head. So when our Rumble channel came on, and you can go to it directly, just go to paulmaguire.us, click our Rumble icon. And we have other icons like Brighteon and lots of other good social media platforms. So our Rumble channel was up. It made me think of the Rumble I saw when I was a kid in Jackson Heights, Queens. And that expression, are you ready to rumble? And it was like the Lord said to me, I talk to the Lord, he talks to me, in a still small voice, not an audible voice. And it was like the Lord was saying to me, are my people ready to rumble? And by that, the Lord was not talking about some frivolous, egocentric, fake war. Nor was the Lord talking to me about a violent war with guns or knives or bombs. The Lord was not talking to me about any kind of violent or breaking of any law type of conflict. The Lord was using that as a metaphor to talk to me about the great spiritual war or conflict or rumble going on in the United States. And so as I'm talking to the Lord, the Lord's saying to me, are my people ready to rumble? And I said, no. And then the Lord, I won't get into the specifics of what the Lord said, but essentially the Lord said to me that I needed to help as one of many, impart into God's people the knowledge of how to engage in high-level spiritual warfare and cultural and psychological warfare. In other words, I had to help them. I had to help prepare them to be ready to rumble in a law-abiding way. Because right now, if I can tell you the truth, the people of God in America are soft. It breaks my heart to say it, but they're soft. They would run in fear if the enemy came. They don't know how to stand. The Bible says, stand therefore, wearing the full armor of God. God in his word through the Apostle Paul is saying to his church, hey, you know, you're not a bunch of fairy maidens dancing, by a moonlit lake. You are the law-abiding, loving, peaceful armies of the living God. So, like, teach my people, Paul, based on my word. Teach my people my word, which says they're part of the armies of the living God. And if they don't begin to function as an army and think as an army and conduct law-abiding, peaceful warfare and defeat the armies of the enemy, Satan, they're going to be brought down. And the bringing down of my people is not something that I desire, Paul. I have never desired for my people to be brought into slavery, to be attacked, to be subjugated, to be subdued. I have never created my people for that destiny. The Lord said to me, that destiny is always a default destiny that comes about when my people disobey my commandments and disobey my word. And the reason, the Lord said to me, that my people have become soft is because their leaders have become soft. Their leaders will not stand for the truth. And I began to reflect upon what that means, and all kinds of things popped into my head. The softness of God's leaders regarding critical race theory, which is a Marxist communist theory designed to destroy the church, absolute wrong, absolute right, Christianity. The number one goal of the Marxist communist Fabian socialists who are in, they're fully operational in America. Their number one goal is to destroy Christianity and to nullify the power and effectiveness of the church. And the Lord told me that critical race theory is just one of many ploys the enemy uses. And I explain this to you and for you if you get my book, The Greatest Battle for the Hearts and Minds of Mankind in the History of the World. Critical racist theory is part of the critical theory strategy that the communist and Marxist professors developed to destroy Christianity and take over a nation. So critical race theory is just an adaptation of critical theory, where you hyper-critique the truthfulness of the Bible, and when you're finished, you have vacuumed out of the lives of believers and ordinary Christians. You've siphoned out of their beings any faith or belief in the truthfulness of God's word. Thus, you have made them powerless. And when God's leaders become powerless, they don't have the power from on high or the spiritual power to stand against the onslaught of the enemy. And the Lord said to me, Paul, the reason I told you after you originally named your book something else, the Lord said, but I told you after you looked at that book, the new book cover, which is a picture of me standing by a clock. The Lord said to me, I told you to teach my people in the middle of spiritual battles, in the middle of what's happening now in America and around the world, teach my people how to walk in and how to receive power from on high, which means the dunamis power from on high, which means the dynamite explosive power from on high. God's people are not supposed to be fleeing in terror. God's people are supposed to be advancing and occupying and conquering the territory. But that can only happen to the degree that God's people repent from playing church, because that makes the leadership of God's people soft, like silly putty, like Gumby. I mean, you know, there are a lot of great men of God in this nation right now. There still are. Some of them are full-time, some of them are part-time, some of them are unsung heroes. There's a lot of great men of God in America and around the world, and I want to acknowledge that first and foremost. But unfortunately, there's a growing percentage of men who have chosen to become Pillsbury Doughboys, Gumbies, soft, and the devil and his demons are street fighters, and the devil and his demons are ready to rumble, and they're going to come down the streets of America, and they will take down the church. See, the church doesn't, people in America don't know history. The church and the leadership of the church knows nothing about history. What's about ready to come to America is what came to Nazi Germany when Adolf Hitler went into operation. Do you understand that? Do you understand that we are right now in the repeat mode of what happened in Nazi Germany when Adolf Hitler turned it into the Third Reich, a totalitarian dictatorship? Well, America is logistically in the exact same position. It's Nazi Germany redo, REDUX. Now, God's people have been given the supernatural power of God to stop that, to overcome it, to roll it back. But the only way we can do that is stop being silly putty sandbox Christians. We must, every one of us, man, woman, child, mother, whatever, you need to be filled with power from on high, which means the dunamis, the dynamite, explosive power of the Holy Spirit. When you allow the Lord Jesus Christ and the Word of God to ignite you with this dunamis, dynamite power of God, the explosive force of God, that detonation in the invisible realm, it shatters strongholds lodged in multiple dimensions, and it brings down the strongholds. It causes the demons and the demonic infrastructure to shatter, and it can turn the tide of the spiritual battle here in America. Now, we're going to be back in a moment. You're listening to the Paul McGuire Report. I'm Paul McGuire. Spread this message worldwide. Once again, remember to go to paulmcguire.us. That's paulmcguire.us. We have hundreds of hours of prophecy teaching on our Roku channel. We have conferences. We have video interviews. We have the archives of the Paul McGuire Report, archives of the video prophetic emergency alert. We have discounts on bundles of books and special discounts on singles of books. You can get a discount on Power from On High. It's a pre-order, and you can order that now at paulmaguire.us. Okay, things are coming down. You better be ready to rumble. Your church, whatever man of God or whatever leader of God you're following, whether it's lay leadership or Bible study or a church or whatever, when I ask you, are you ready to rumble? What I'm really saying to you, are you ready at a moment's notice to engage in high-level spiritual warfare and intelligent, strategic spiritual warfare? If your leader doesn't have a clue about these things, what do you think your fate and the fate of your children and grandchildren and the fate of your nation will be? And then my follow-up question is, what business do you have as a man or woman of God? What business do you have to follow a man or a woman who is out to lunch, has no idea what's happening, and does not know strategically how to turn this thing around? What do you do following them? You're in a fool's brigade. I'm not trying to be insulting. You're in a fool's brigade, and fools die an early death. Okay, so we need to confront the lies that are being sown in the minds of millions of people in our nation right now. They are setting up anyone who chose not to get the coronavirus vaccination, anyone who chose not to get that vaccination, they are setting you up to be the fall guy or the fall girl for all deaths and sicknesses and things. They're going to blame it on you because they're going to say through the media, through the propaganda, that it's your fault my child died. It's your fault my husband died. It's your fault that the economy crashed. But you better have the ammunition of the truth ready to defeat these lies, because those are all lies, and you need to be able to defend that conversationally. Okay? Now, what do I mean by that? These people that were fighting are using highly advanced forms of psychological warfare, psyops, propaganda, persuasion, advertising, and a whole arsenal of psychological and spiritual weapons. And they are brainwashing the masses into believing that all the problems, all the deaths, all the sicknesses, all the economic problems are the fault of those evil people who didn't get the vaccination, which is a lie, which is a complete lie. Now, look what's coming down the pipe. Nations across the world via the media, and we know, if you've been listening to the other programs in the last couple of weeks, the media is pumping out the propaganda. And of course, the media is controlled totally by the globalist elite. And it's Big Pharma that is totally controlled by the globalist elite. So what they're whipping the public up. They're whipping them up into emotional frenzy. They're whipping them up into an emotional freakout state of consciousness. And they're programming the people to believe in all these lies. No matter how obedient the mass population is, no matter how many of the, you know, social distancing, being quarantined in your house, don't see anybody besides your wife or husband or whatever, no matter how religiously the American population follows all these dictates and laws, it obviously all these dictates don't work because the stuff keeps spreading and killing people. And So it's amazing to understand that no matter how obedient, or the word they like, no matter how much in lockstep we move, no matter how much in obedience we move, they always create a narrative where you didn't obey enough. You didn't do what we told you enough. Now, curfew and obedience are more convenient than opposition and seeking the truth. So this is the game they're playing. And you, if you keep your eyes open and not just watch the propaganda, the truth is right in front of your eyes. If you just use the rational, logical mind that God has given you, if you don't switch off your mind and go into that zombie state of consciousness like most of the people have, then you could see all the inconsistencies, all the contradictions that are staring us right in the face. Now, privately, we laugh at them, but you see, that's laughing at them isn't going to help. We still follow them by the letter. We say stuff, yeah, it's convenient. Yes, we say, all this will go away. Look, it's not, let me tell you something. If you know the data about this, it's not going away. They don't want it to go away. The coronavirus, the corona vaccination, and all the things like the variants, etc., they are designed to stay with us year after year. That means more injections, more procedures. This is about total obedience training, total takeover, total control, medical fascism, and what you're using as your pretense to create a medical fascist state, you're using the coronavirus and the corona vaccination as your pretense for total totalitarian takeover. Now, who is behind this secretly? Well, we have the World Economic Forum. They're driving this. They're using the coronavirus as a means to create mass inflation, to crash the economic system. The World Economic Forum is using the coronavirus to establish their one world cashless currency. And finally, the World Economic Forum, the WHO, the World Health Organization, Bill Gates Foundation, the Rockefellers, they are planning to succeed once again in bringing the entire world, including the United States, into total lockdown. But this time, this will probably be the last time in the history of mankind that a total lockdown of this level will have to be implemented. Because this time, due to the global reset, the World Economic Forum, the power of the United Nations, the power of these trillionaires and billionaires, they are going to establish a total lockdown that is so totalitarian, using complete mass electronic surveillance, using artificial intelligence surveillance, that is designed to bring the whole world into lockdown, and it will most likely be the last time. Why would it be the last time? Because we're getting to the point where prophecy is being fulfilled. They're deliberately engineering a global economic crash, the end of the paper dollar. They're driving a cashless currency. they'll toy with Bitcoin for a while, but where they're really going with this, and you need to pay attention and be vigilant, what they really want, what they're really lusting for, is the forced, mandatory microchip implant, biochip, nanochip, DNA implant chip, some kind of an electronic wireless device, some kind of biochip, microchip, nanochip, DNA chip implant, where everyone who has received the vaccine will have their internal biochemistry so transformed that every man or woman alive on planet Earth that has received the vaccine will be a walking, broadcasting, and receiving mechanism. And you will transmit and you will receive wireless 5G technology for buying, selling, GPS, tracking, surveillance, profiling on a global level, and far worse than the Chinese social credit score system. So what are they doing? They are holding you by the hand, whispering sweet nothings in your ear as they bring you face to face very soon with the mark of the beast and the mark of the beast technology. Well, where you will not be able to buy or sell without receiving the mark of the beast, a nanochip, a DNA chip implant. And that will give them total control and ownership of your once so-called humanity. Now, we have a lot of more information for you. So you got to make sure you tune in to the next Paul McGuire report. We have heavy information that you need to know. Remember, they planned this before it happened through Event 201. They created a pre-COVID pandemic event, a simulated event called Event 201 on October 18th, 2019. That took place in New York City, and it was also sponsored by the World Economic Forum and the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation. It prepared the world for what has become, namely, the SARS-CoV-2, renamed by WHO into COVID-19. It has so far destroyed the economy nationally and globally like no other event, either natural or man-made in recent history. So the stealth purpose of this thing that was launched beforehand by the trillionaires was to take down the global and national economy. And by the way, make no mistake about it, they specifically targeted to take down the middle class and the working class, not their billionaire friends or the CEOs of multinational corporations. So, this Event 201 has become real. Now, the other thing is, why on December 20th of 2021, why did the World Economic Forum decide to postpone its big globalist annual DeVo meeting from January 2022 to early summer of 2022? And what there is speculation of is, do these people plan to launch a massive national and global cyber attack on the U.S. and other nations of the world and crash the grid, crash the global political and economic system through a massive, unprecedented cyber attack? And does Klaus Schwab, the head of the World Economic Forum, and those above him, his masters, personally, I think they're Luciferians, the Schwab, who controls and directs the World Economic Forum, actually know that their narrative is becoming ever more controversial, ever more contradictory within their own ranks. In other words, you see, the media, the Orwell machine, is hiding from you the fact that in the ranks, the higher ranks of the media and these other globalist institutions, they're not happy. They're starting to see what this is really all about, and it's frightening them. It's frightening them big time. But the question is, these are the most powerful people in the world. These are the 12 international banking families of the world. Do they even care about the dissension in their own ranks? And we need to be prepared for the fact that they may not care. So what does God want us to do? Twiddle our thumbs? Run and retreat? No, no, no. God said, Jesus said, occupy until I come. If we don't occupy until he comes, then what I shared with you and far worse will come. God bless you. This is Paul McGuire. Stand strong. And remember this, all things are possible with God. God bless you. This is Paul McGuire. Visit paulmcguire.us.